Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I'm continuing to talk about how you create a fertile space for you to expand and grow and become what you envision. And today I'm discussing what you're putting into yourself. Are you reading? Are you spending lots of hours on social media? Are you mindlessly watching TV? What proportion of your day are you spending inputting incredible things into your mind? So what do you need to learn or understand to become the entrepreneur, to become the writer, to become the having to be in the driver's seat where you've finished your next creation, your next book, your next series of paintings and drawings. You've added a division or a product to your coaching business or another business that you've started. How much time are you spending in investing in yourself, in your learning on a daily basis? The millionaires in this world, it's said that they read at least an hour a day. I personally spend several hours a day learning something new. So right now I'm learning a new system. I'm learning a lot about AI because AI is up in the forefront. And no matter how you feel about it, just like any other technology of our lifetime, if you balk and you don't learn the new technology, that's when you're aging yourself. When you think about when you're born, how non-resistant children are to learning, how open they are to learning. And as we get older, oftentimes we put up blocks and boundaries where I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. I don't do this, I won't do this. That's not me. So I want to challenge you today to look at this next area of creating fertile soil for you to create your vision. What materials are you surrounding yourself with for educating yourself and expanding? So we've talked about people, and we've talked just about your own operating system and if you let things in or not. And now I'm talking to you about how do you feed your mind and spirit? How are you at providing learning opportunities for yourself? And I want you to take an audit today on something different. You're going to audit how much time you spend learning in a day or creating a space for you to learn and grow. And how much time are you spending on things that aren't taking you in the direction of what you want to create? So you can make the list of those things. What are they? I'm not going to put a judgment on any of those. I'm guilty as well of having my own time wasters or my own things in life that are really tempting to look at, but they are actually momentum killers. Some things in the news or some things on social media or drama and trauma in life that you're involving yourself in that's keeping you out of your momentum forward. So today, take some time, go through, take a note of how open you are to learning and how many opportunities you're giving yourself during a week to learn, and how much time are you spending, and how open you are to that learning, how childlike you are to discover something new. Even if it doesn't go with who you've been in the past, what are you willing to let go of today that defined you in the past to become who you are ready to become in your future? So how open are you to new learning? How open are you to taking the time to read every day or listen to an audiobook or take in new information? And if it doesn't fit your past paradigm, like AI is challenging for quite a few people, but I've stepped into technology that I'm educating myself on it, and I'm seeing where it's being used and how it can support me versus me shutting the door on it, which I may have done, started to do in my mind a few months ago. I've opened to what's presenting itself. So do your audit today. I would love to hear in the Facebook group or in the Instagram, Spirit River Coaching, what percentage of time you're spending every day on learning and expanding, and what percentage of your time, and not even percentage, why don't you just list hours? How many hours a day are you spending on activities that are not moving you forward? And how much time are you spending on educational activities for yourself that can help you and support you in expanding? And then we'll continue from there. Have a beautiful rest of your day.